to our yamas, working on the yamas, if you remember. Did patience last time, a couple of weeks ago. More than a couple of weeks ago, but we had Sarupaksha. A couple of months ago, we did patience, yama number 5. So today we're up to yama number 6, steadfastness, dritti. The 6th yama is dritti, steadfastness, overcoming non-perseverance, fear, indecision, and changeableness. Gurudeva begins his Living with Shiva lesson by stressing that success and steadfastness depends on willpower. To be steadfast, you have to use your willpower. Willpower is developed easily in a person who has an adequate memory and good reasoning faculties. To be steadfast as we go through life, we must have a purpose, a plan, persistence, and push. Then nothing is impossible within the circumference of our Prarabdha Karma. Observe those who are steadfast. You will learn from them. Observe those who are not, and they too will teach you. They will teach you what you should not do. To be indecisive and changeable is not how we should be on the path to enlightenment, nor to be successful in any other pursuit. Non-perseverance and fear must be overcome, and much effort is required to accomplish this. The Thirukkural has a chapter on this subject entitled Perseverance. Chapter 62, and verse 612, gives a useful perspective on the importance of perseverance. Beware of leaving any work undone, remembering that the world abandons those who abandon their work unfinished. The Thirukkural chapter states that perseverance creates prosperity, the ability to overcome misfortune, and to be generous and charitable. And it also states that lack of perseverance brings shame, abandonment, and misfortune. One of Gurudeva's own Mahavakya applies here as well. Consistency is the key to the conquest of karma. All of the yamas are for the purpose of harnessing tendencies of our instinctive nature. The common example given is driving a wagon pulled by a team of horses. Without reins, the driver would lose control. The horses would run wild and eventually the wagon would overturn. The reins that control the horses are like the yamas that control the instinctive mind. We, the driver, can successfully control the instinctive mind through always utilizing the yamas. In the case of steadfastness, the instinctive quality we are harnessing is the tendency not to stick to what we start. We are consistently creating a new plan, working at it for a short while, and then abandoning it and creating a new plan again. Here's an example. We suffer from chronic back pain. We go to a physical therapist, and he gives us some exercises to do. We do them for 1 month and then stop. A few months later, we go to an Ayurvedic doctor for the same back pain, and he suggests some herbs. We manage to take these for 2 months before stopping. 6 months later, we go to another physician and he suggests a still different remedy. You get the idea. Of course, the man still has the back pain. No progress has been made due to lack of steadfastness. This happens in Hinduism as well. We visit one Swami and he suggests we chant a mantra. We do this for a few months and stop. We visit another Swami a year later and he suggests meditating on the inner light. We do this for a while and stop. This, of course, produces no tangible progress in our spiritual life due to lack of perseverance. Let's look now at some of the reasons for non-perseverance. A common reason for not persevering with an undertaking is that the original decision was an emotional whim rather than a well-thought-through plan. Here's an example. We have lunch with a colleague at work who shares with us how he purchased a second home and is renting it out and earning excellent extra income, enough to take his family on pilgrimage to India last month. You think this idea is great, and wouldn't it be wonderful to be able to take your family on pilgrimage to India as well. You immediately purchased a second home and rent it out. After a year, you realize the price you paid was too high and you are earning less than the cost of the home. And the enterprise is actually lowering your savings for the pilgrimage rather than increasing it. Therefore, you have to sell the house and incur a loss. What went wrong? The initial decision was flawed. It was based on a passing emotion rather than a well-conceived plan. This problem can be avoided by taking time to make decisions, carefully gather all the facts, talk in person to others who are successful at the enterprise, share all this information with family and friends, pray to Lord Ganesha for guidance, put all this information in a detailed plan, and ask for your preceptor's blessings on the plan. There is also a sutra from Gurudeva that is quite related. Shiva's devotees approach each enterprise with deliberate thoughtfulness and act only after careful consideration. They succeed in every undertaking by having a clear purpose, a wise plan, persistence, and push. The ideas of deliberate thoughtfulness and careful consideration are just what we have been looking at. What the sutra adds is that what we need first of all is a clear purpose. What is our goal in pursuing this endeavor? Why are we thinking about doing this? Sometimes we embark on an endeavor without a clear purpose. For example, our best friend starts to study Bharatanatyam, so we start as well. After 5 months, we conclude this is too much work and give it up. Our reason for pursuing it was not solid enough. The fact that our best friend took it up. To stick to an undertaking, we need for it to be meaningful to our life, not to someone else's. An essential part of steadfastness is overcoming changeableness. Changeableness means indecision, not being decisive. How can we discriminate between this and the strength of a person who changes his or her mind in wisdom because of changes of circumstances? A person who is changeable is fickle and unsure of himself, changing without purpose or reason. Dritti, steadfastness, describes the mind that is willing to change for mature reasons based on new information, but holds steadily to its determinations through thick and thin in the absence of such good reasons. Its decisions are based on wise discrimination. Having made a solid decision in the first place, only reconsider it in light of new information. It is impossible to be steadfast if we are not obeying the other restraints that the rishis of the Himalayas laid down for us as the fruits of their wisdom. All of these restraints build character, and dritti, steadfastness, rests on the foundation of good character. Gurudeva defines character as the ability to act with care, and this is built slowly over time with the help of relatives, preceptors, and good-hearted friends. To be steadfast, you have to use your willpower. Willpower is developed easily in a person who has an adequate memory and good reasoning faculties. Nandinatha Sutra 10 tells us, Siva's devotees, by remaining steadfast on the path, upholding the yamas and niyamas, and relying on their indomitable will, move the forces of the world and are not moved or affected by them. What does Gurudeva mean by an indomitable will? Willpower is the channeling of all energies toward one given point for a given length of time. This can be brought out from the within in everything that we do through the day. It is channeling the rarefied energies of the body, of awareness itself, into attention and concentration upon everything that we do through the day. How can this be cultivated? Gurudeva gives us two keys in merging with Shiva to cultivating willpower. It can be cultivated by finishing and doing well every task that we undertake. That's both keys in one sentence. It can be cultivated by finishing and doing well every task that we undertake. In fact, done a little better than our expectations. First, finish, finish each task. Second, do it well. Nothing is done with half our mind thinking about something else. Nothing is dropped in the middle. Develop these two important habits. Developing these two important habits produces an indomitable willpower. Another reason for lacking steadfastness is that even though we have a purpose, a clear goal, the goal is not realistic. We have set it too high. Therefore, we do not achieve it in a reasonable period of time and give up. Here's an example. A sincere seeker sets the goal of realizing the self in 3 years. Go for it. First year, practicing Charya. Second year, focusing on Kriya. Third year, mastering yoga. And at the end of the third year, he will become a jnani through self-realization. This, of course, is not realistic. Such an approach can cause the seeker to give up the spiritual path altogether. Therefore, be sure to be realistic in the goals you set. Be sure to ask others knowledgeable in that field if your goal is realistic before you finalize the goal. Countering obstacles is still another reason some choose not to persevere. There is a false concept held by some that if my endeavor encounters an obstacle, then Lord Ganesha is telling me what I am pursuing is not the right course of action. I should stop trying and rethink the entire project. Gurudeva's teaching is that the more ambitious a project is, the more obstacles will be encountered. Therefore, if your goal is a grand one, before you even start, anticipate encountering significant obstacles. And when you do, it is not discouraging. Preserving firmness of mind during periods of gain or loss of relatives is the way dritti is described in the Sandilya Upanishad. This implies that during times of sorrow, difficult karmas, loss and temptation, when in mental pain and anguish, feeling alone and neglected, we can persevere, be decisive, and bring forth the dritti strength within us and thus prevail. One translator of the Varuha Upanishad used the word courage to translate dritti. Courageous and fearless people who are just and honest prevail over all karmas, benevolent, terrible, and confused. This virtue is much like the monk's vow of humility, part of which is enduring hardship with equanimity, ease of mind, which means not panicking. Tirukural reminds us it is the nature of asceticism to patiently endure hardship and to not harm living creatures. In fact, Gurudeva describes dritti as a hard ship. Ready for this? A ship that can endure and persevere on its course even when tossed about on the waves of a turbulent sea. A hard ship. That's a good one. Some might wonder why it is good to passively endure hardship. To persevere through hardship, one must understand, as all Hindus do, that any hardship coming to us, we ourselves participated in setting into motion in the past. To endure hardship and rise above it in consciousness is to overcome that karma forever. To resent hardship, to fight it, is to have it return later at a most inconvenient time. A person who is patient and truthful, who would not harm others by thought, word, or deed, and who is compassionate and honest, has the strong nature of one who is firm in dritti, steadfastness. He is the prevailer over obstacles. One firm in dritti can be leaned upon by others, depended upon. He is charitable, has faith in God, gods and guru, worships daily, and manifests in his life a spiritual will and intellect. In relaxed moments, he experiences santosha, contentment, not being preoccupied by feelings of responsibility, duties, or things left undone. The spiritual path is a long, enduring process. It does not reach fruition in a year or even 2 years. The spiritual path brings lots of ups and downs, and the greatest challenges will come to the greatest souls. With this in mind, it becomes clear that steadfastness and perseverance are absolutely essential on the spiritual path to be successful. in conclusion, foster steadfastness, overcoming non-perseverance, fear, indecision, and changeableness. Achieve your goals with a prayer, purpose, plan, persistence, and push. Be firm in your decisions. Avoid sloth and procrastination. Develop willpower, courage, and industriousness. Overcome obstacles. Never carp or complain. Do not let opposition or fear of failure result in changing strategies. Om Namah Shivaya.